Now I get a chance to turn to good friend of the Saturday Light Brigade, Ben Shannon. How was your trip here today?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Where did you come from?
I came from over the hill and through the woods, so to speak. No, Stanton Heights, so I'm up on a hill. So it was a slippery ride down and a slushy ride here.
You know, we are probably going to be doing an oral history project in Stanton Heights this summer. We'll need to talk about that.
Wonderful.
We're excited about that. Ben is one of the region's, in my opinion, superstar teachers. In addition to doing what he needs to for the core curriculum, he provides students with just great opportunities to flex their muscles in expressing themselves musically and with words, and just providing a safe space and a kind space for self-expression. And you've got one student here with you. I'm going to let you tell me a little bit about her.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, if I were to choose one student to replace three, it would be Christine. And she's one of my favorite students in my creative writing class. Quite a good reader. You're in for a treat.
Now, Christine, you're from Shaler, I gather. First of all, do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Well, most of my family is here, but I know that my other set of grandparents, Jan and Chuck, couldn't make it. So hi there, and my uncle, hello, and basically all of the far-flung relatives of mine. Hey, I guess.
Hello. A far-flung is a good way to describe them. See, you know, she's a woman of words here. Do you know what you'll be doing after graduation?
Well, I'm still waiting to hear back from several different colleges, but right now I'm planning on going hopefully to Pitt, and I want to major in linguistics, and if I can, go for grad school in diplomacy and law.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pitt has a really good linguistics program.
Yeah, especially in the Asian Studies department.
Yeah, I know the woman, I can't think of her name, but I know the woman running that.
Yeah,
program.
Actually, same.
I can picture her, but I can't. It's somewhere in my head.
Yeah.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but is Pitt your first choice?
Yes, it is, actually. My father works there, so it's a big benefit. And I've always loved this city. I really want to be part of the Pittsburgh art community when I grow up. So, you know, if the law thing doesn't work out, I guess I can do this.
Well, my personal feeling is I'd like to lasso you and keep you here. I'm always on a mission to try to keep great, bright people, and really all people, here, although sometimes it's good to go away and look around. But, you know, I'm very happy that people want to stay or come back to Pittsburgh.
Travel's great, but Pittsburgh's a great city.
By the way, Dan Kamen, the legendary actor, and Tom Roberts are going to be here a little later this hour to talk about Funny Bones, Dan's original creation in salute of Charlie Chaplin, and Tom will be playing piano. And they're two legendary performers, both of international caliber. So what would you like to share?
Well, for us today, we had an assignment a few days ago to write a letter to a company under a pen name, and it could be any sort of weird oddball problem. And I base this particular one off of a woman who was in front of us in line presenting the most insane problem I've ever heard. So without much further ado, I'm going to read that. To whom it may concern, I have shopped at your store for years in an attempt to evolve my craft into something profitable. Actually, on several occasions, I've come rather close. Perhaps you've heard of my critically acclaimed piece, Girl in a Suit Made of Pipe Cleaners. It has 9 likes on Instagram. Well, much like my other pieces, I failed to sell it for any sort of money and am growing desperate. I have no marketable skills beside my art, and I refuse to stoop to anything lower. For a long time now, low sales had left me discouraged. After my parents threw me out, I actually started to question the merit of my worth. Perhaps the world is not ready for the avant-garde, I thought, or worse, I really am a mediocre excuse for a servant of muse. In my deep sorrow, I turned to drink and would awaken in many nights in the cold arms of a gutter's newspaper or amid tattered canvases which I had fashioned into a sort of lean-to. Then, as if by chance, I found myself in a monstrous pile of glitter. Glitter is a product which I use the most in many of my works, and not only is an integral part in my expressing divine inspiration, but is also a product I purchase solely from Michael's. As I lay there in the shimmering pile of my own failure, I reached enlightenment. Each piece of glitter is its own individual. They come in squares, hexagons, even circles, all jumbled up. Each one has its own shimmer, its own distinct personality. The circles glint with a demure romance, hiding the brave passion of a lover behind a mask of meekness, whereas the squares hold a clear wisdom and pragmatism, like star-spangled pioneers in harsh, vast lands. The hexagons sang of sorrow. It hit me. Of course my work wasn't selling. Take, for example, my piece, Persephone's Lament, which was constructed entirely from pomegranates, papier-mâché, and 5 pounds of glitter. How on earth was my audience supposed to understand Persephone's deep and pensive misery when you had 2 other distinct emotions bombarding them? My audience was in a state and emotionally overwhelmed by the sheer number of glitter shapes singing different songs. And so, my dear Hobby Emporium, I put it to you to separate these 3 disparate elements. Clearly, my work has suffered from this glitter cacophony, this glitter maelstrom, and others must also be suffering in the same way. I look forward to your reply, and I hope a modification of your otherwise stellar product. Your humble consumer, Claire Welks.
That Ben and I were really holding back in laughter. And what's amazing, Ben, I'm sure you've heard that piece.
It's world debut right there.
Yeah, I've been workshopping it with my friends, but that's about it.
That's delightful. You know, there's a book, and I can't remember the author, but there's a guy that writes letters to companies.
Yeah, I think he actually showed us this in class.
Yeah, I think his name is Ted Nancy or Mr. Yes. Nancy.
His last name is definitely Nancy. And he has a podcast out now where he reads letters from his book. And they're not quite as artful. I think his are just more silly. You know, like I ordered a hamburger from McDonald's and expected it to contain ham because it's a hamburger, you know, or something like that. They're not quite as elaborate, but you might enjoy. You could probably write a book of those. That's just really well done. Have you acted at all? Have you been in plays?
Or? Actually, yes. I was a member of the Act One Theater School for about 10 years. I stopped sophomore year of high school because there was just a lot on my plate, but I that's part of the reason why I'm not freaking out right now.
it's the ACLIN, did you say?
Act One.
Oh, Act One. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's an after school program and Saturday program. So.
Okay. Yeah, it shows. Your delivery was just amazing on that. What else do you have this year?
Oh well, let me flip to it. This one is a 5-minute poem. It took me about 5 minutes to write on a sharing day. And
wow. So you're in class and basically stopwatch or time, you just get 5 minutes?
Oh, no. We were going around a circle in class and other people were rereading their work. And I'd just written something, but I had an idea that I wanted to write down and share. So only about 2 other people read. So before the elephant we pass around a toy elephant to share with got to me, and I had written this on the spot, so it's not as polished as the last piece I wrote, and it's a little more personal, but I hope it's all right.
Well, I think the time constraint sometimes is really cool because it just forces you to get over any excess perfectionism and just to get it out raw and unbridled, so to speak.
Definitely.
As unbridled as the elephant.
Oh, Edwin.
Yes. So here again is Christine.
All right. Lilacs, a summer flower, grows in the dusk of your mind, making a hole where sweetness grows, so kind in searching for another one so kind as the pomegranate and fresh-cut lawns of summer, and mad ambitions, of wild rabbits sprinting through the summer sunset streets and creekside roads. So I found that pretty lilac smell, complementing yours, just a bit different, making your lilacs bloom. Through winter and August, so far away, the leaves do not wilt, but the smell is desperate, rushing back, trying to mingle, torn apart, and in love.
Hmm. Very nice. And what a range compared to the other piece that you wrote. Language is just amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's an art form in and of itself.
Now, you mentioned that you're looking at Asian studies at Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
So linguistics, then, with some interest in another language?
Well, I've been in the Shaler Japanese program for 5 years now, and actually during my sophomore year of high school, I got to go to Japan for about 2 months, 6 weeks, but about 2 months, and stay with a host family. So I'm fascinated by that culture, and I've always wanted to do something with it. And despite wanting to be a painter, I also recognize that, you know, there are other things that I should do with my time, and, you know, it's a definite interest, and I also just love languages in general. They're fabulous.
Christine, it's Chardon, right?
Chardon, yeah.
Or Chardon, apologies.
No.
Christine Chardon, who's a senior at Shaler High School. And you've got one more piece, I hope, to share. Ben, did you want to add anything about, I know we were going to have a couple other kids with us today, but I think because of the roads, and we can always make arrangements to have them come back. I'm just happy you're here. Is there anything else you wanted to add about writing in general, or do you want to brag on Christine at all? What a great writer.
No, I just when I was in high school, we had a writer's workshop that met weekly, and we had a literary magazine, and that helped me actually become a reader. Ironically, I wasn't as voracious a reader as anyone else in my family until I began writing, and then I really started devouring books all through, and then through college. But I do see writing as a gateway to the arts, and, you know, I think it's a great sort of rush when you get something, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a gateway to your own thoughts and thinking and conversation as well, because I know when I start to write, I usually end up somewhere I never expected to go. And it also has a way of making you more articulate, and I can't quite tell you why, except all these words, I think, as you write them, even if you're not speaking them, just somehow wire your brain to deal more in language. So it's a really good thing to do, and I say that as somebody who's not doing nearly as much of it as I should be doing. Memo to self, once again. Christine, you've got one more?
Yes, actually, I just finished this one up now because I had an idea. I had another idea to expand upon.
I was going to say she's left-handed, and I just saw her pick up this mechanical pencil and write ferociously.
So this one's just inspired by the cold snap. So city streets slick under bus tires, paving the asphalt in a crust of newspaper papier-mâché. It won't clear till April. A layer of news built upon the words of a month ago. Thick and gray, slick, to match the city. Just look at the men on the sidewalks bundled tight against the cold on the typeset lined streets of a cold snap winter.
Wow, you're good.
Thank you.
I'd love for you to come back sometime too, with or without some peers. I mean, it's just great to hear you read. And I don't know if you might have been sort of polishing up beforehand, but you know, we had a group of five kids from Sarah Hines' house before you reading from their media lab and monthly newspaper with some good stuff too. So it's just great to know there's so much great writing out there. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, I'm really glad that I was able to be considered. This is a heck of an opportunity, and I'm just really honored to be here, and Mr. Shannon is a fantastic teacher.
Thank you, and I agree. Ben, anything else to mention?
No, thanks for doing what you do, Larry. I think this is a great show, and I hope you keep building and finding success in the future.
Thanks. Take care. In just a moment, you're going to get a chance to hear...